speedbuilders.com.
Joe Grant is no longer an employee of the water factory?
Correct.
Was he an employee on October 13, 1998?
Yes, he was.
At what time did you arrive at the Cheeto residence on October 13th?
I would say late afternoon.
Were you in a truck belonging to the water factory?
Yes.
I'm sorry, what time was it?
Late afternoon.
Had you been there earlier that day?
No.
Was anyone else with you besides Joe Grant?
No.
Prior to October 13, 1998, when was the last time you had been to the Cheeto house?
Approximately a month or a month and a half earlier.
What was the purpose of your earlier visit?
To collect for non-payment and to give the Cheetos a 30-day notice.
Did you give anyone at that address a 30-day notice?
Yes.
Do you have a copy of that?
No, this was a verbal 30-day notice, after which the written 30-day notice was sent out.
When did you send the written 30-day notice?
The next day.
Do you have a copy of that?
Of the exact one that was sent out?
Yes.
I don't know if we do. However, that's something I really don't know if we have the exact copy, since it is a form letter.
Is it normal for you to save copies of the notices you send out?
No, just a recording that when it is sent out.
And was such a recording made on your records?
Yes.
Did you make that recording note?
Did I?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Who did?
Most likely Terry would have made that recording.
When you arrived at the Cheeto residence on the 13th, what did you first do?
We first knocked on the front door.
You and Mr. Grant both got out of the truck together?
Yes.
It was a truck, right?
Uh-huh.
And did the truck have markings for the water factory on it?
No, it doesn't.
Does it have any markings on it at all?
No.
What color is the truck?
It's gray.
Did you both then go to the front door?
Uh-huh.
And you knocked on the front door then?
Yes.
Was there any response to your knock?
No.
So what did you do next?
The front door is a double door, so we opened the outside door and knocked on the inner door, and there was also no response.
Then what did you do?
Then we went around to the side door, and we knocked on it. There was a light on inside the house.
How did you determine that?
We could see through the window. We noticed that the side door, which goes into the kitchen, was ajar, so we assumed someone was on the premises.
In other words, the side door you next went to was ajar?
Yes.
Then what did you do?
Then we went into the backyard where their dog was.
You knocked on the side door first?
No, we may have. I'm not really positive. We just pretty resolute that someone was around, since the light was on and the side door was ajar, that we just started to look around, because they are kind of small farms there, and people can be anywhere.
Did you enter the house from the side door at that time?
No, we didn't.
You then went to the backyard, you say?
Yes.
Is the backyard fenced?
Yes. We didn't go in the backyard. We just went around to the gate where the fence was and played with the dog a little bit.
Did you see anyone in the backyard?
No, we didn't.
Then what did you do?
Then we noticed from the backyard that the property extended back to some stables.
What did you do then?
We then went back to the stables.
So you entered the backyard, or did you go around the fence?
No, we just went. I believe their driveway is on the right side. I'm not really too clear on this. On the right side of the house, it goes right back to the stables. I believe it's accessible for a number of families. I believe it's a collective stable, though I'm not really positive.
So neither you nor Mr. Grant entered the backyard at this time?
Correct.
Was the dog on the outside of the fence?
No, they were inside the fence. The dog was inside the fence.
When you say you played with the dog, what did you do?
Well, you know, the dog was jumping up on the fence.
Did you ever enter the backyard while you were at the premises on the 13th?
No, not to my recollection.
Did Mr. Grant?
No.
So you went around the side, along the side of the fence to the stables, is that correct?
Yes.
Did you meet anyone there at the stables?
Yes, we met a little girl.
What did you do then?
We asked her if she lived at the house.
Can you describe that little girl for me?
Smallish, dark-haired, somewhat unhappy, and not talkative in a... not like a little girl.
You asked her if she lived at the house, and what was her response?
Yes.
She said yes?
She was playing with her horse or something like that, doing something in the stables. I believe Joe remembered the little girl because Joe had gotten to know Joe Cheeto on a more friendly basis.
After she told you she lived at the house, what did you next do?
We told her who we were and that could she get a hold of her mommy.
Who did you tell her that you were?
We told her we were from the water factory, the people who have that spigot on her sink where they get the water from.
Did you tell her what you were there for?
No.
Did you ask her to do anything at that time?
Yes.
What did you ask her to do?
We asked her if she would go call her mother.
Did you ask her if her mother was home?
Well, I can't exactly recall the exact statement I made. I assume we had said, "Is anyone at home?" right from the get-go.
What was her response?
No. Oh, I remember she said that her mother and father were working. She never really... I can't say she said her mother and father were working, because I don't know if she referred to Joe as her father.